RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on the field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan's channel on YouTube now and get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season, including yesterday's Brownie Bites, where we talked a little bit about, especially about Myles Garrett's impact on the game and the Browns getting the win and all those things that are important to you, Browns fans.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Kevin Stefanski's press conference over, done. He'll have one more to wrap up a season. We hope. We'll see. And he'll have a couple more this week. The Monday press conference for a coach who might be on the hot seat sometimes turns into a ownership press conference. That's never good. I liked what Kevin said, though. My sole focus is on the last game in Cincinnati, and I'm privileged to have this job. So we'll see what happens from there. We were just kicking around a little bit. This division this year has been something. And if you look at every team in this division, Andy, there's been talk of major changes for every team. We've heard rumblings, and you know, Steelers are in first place right now. We've heard rumblings that they're going to move on from Mike Tomlin. Good chance they move on from their quarterback. Although Aaron Rodgers has played well down the stretch, didn't play real well yesterday, but he's played well enough down the stretch that if they don't think they have a solution, they could roll with Aaron Rodgers for another year. But that's Pittsburgh could change. That's interesting to me.
Let's see what happens against Baltimore. I mean, you brought up a great point in the break. Go ahead, you can say it.
Yeah, I think that with the way that the Steelers have kind of collapsed towards the end of the season, especially, and I understand, you know, the lack of the offense, but Mike Tomlin is the guy that has full say over his offensive coaching staff, and he's the one that brought in Arthur Smith. He's the one that constantly, year after year, we hear about a bad Steelers offense. He's the one that hires those guys.
Well, he hires those guys, but he doesn't draft all the players. He arguably has one good wide receiver.
Yeah.
I wish we had DK Metcalf.
Although he didn't even have, is it his fault that DK Metcalf decided he wanted to go off and try to punch a fan? I mean,
I also feel like Tomlin also, it's not like he doesn't have as much of a say in terms of that roster. If Mike Tomlin said, hey, I want some more receivers, you think that the GM is going to say, no, Mike,
maybe
go ahead, sit down in the corner. You're fine.
As long as it's reasonable.
Mike's in his 19th year. Hmm. And has never had a losing season. Then again, he won a Super Bowl in year number two. So that's a long time in Pittsburgh to go without a Super Bowl. So that's a situation to keep an eye on. For some silly reason, you read rumblings, Baltimore might move on from John Harbaugh. Why in the world would you move on from John Harbaugh? That, to me, is silly. I've also seen, you know, John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson aren't on the same page. Well, guess what? You better get on the same page because I think they need each other. I think Lamar Jackson's terrific as long as he's out on the football field. And I think John Harbaugh's a terrific coach. But they are 8-8. If they finish 8-9, would they move on from John Harbaugh?
I think with the way that the season's gone, I think you have to at least have the discussion. Especially between the Lamar Jackson injury snafu earlier on in the season, too.
Ozzie's still there, man.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, he's still there. There is a level of sanity in their front office that I think will prevail when that's all said and done.
You think so?
Yes. There's a reason why. Even on a down, if they want to, unless maybe he wants to leave. Who knows? Maybe Harbaugh wants to leave. I don't know.
Maybe it's a little column A, little column B.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Get a fresh start.
He's had two losing seasons.
So between those two guys, they have two
losing seasons. In 18 years. This could be his third. Two losing seasons. And he won a Super Bowl, but it was back in 2012. So it's been a while there, too, which is interesting. Then you have Cincinnati, where Zach Taylor has been okay. He doesn't pick the defensive talent on that team. There's not been much of it. And the offensive line has been an issue. And then you've seen rumblings. Does Joe Burrow want to return, or is he going to go and ask for a trade? I mean, each one of the teams in our division, including us, there are issues with the head coach, and there are issues with the quarterback.
Yeah, who's been to the playoffs more, Zach Taylor or Kevin Stefanski?
Let's go Kevin Stefanski.
It's a tie. They've both been there
twice. There you go. Thank you very much.
There's just some things you say, and you're like, are we really kicking Kevin out the door?
Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. If you're Joe Burrow, would you want to go back in Cincinnati, or would you say, you know what, I'd like to be traded?
Boy, it was weird. I think he'll stay. I do too. Think he's loyal.
I think he would come back, but I think that patience is wearing thin.
I agree with that, except for one thing.
Uh-oh, here we go. Jeff Phelps, one thing.
Thank you. I know you like when I do that.
I know. I want to give you a little open for
it. It's this.
Dun-dun-dun.
He wanted Jamar Chase to get a long-term contract. They gave it to him. He wanted T. Higgins to get a long-term contract. They gave it to him.
Yep.
They've done a lot to make Joe happy. Joe has a very long-term contract worth a lot of money. But, sorry, you can't throw to your stud wide receivers if you're on your butt. His line could use a little help, and certainly they need a defense. But, boy, it sure is fun to watch Cincinnati throw that football. It really is. They're good.
And they're going to the playoffs this year? No.
No.
So what's the difference?
Exactly right. Yeah.
I also wonder, too, if Burrow starts being more vocal about organizational changes. I mean, I know we were talking about it during the break, too. They have four scouts in the organization, period. And one of them is just analytics-based. Like, you have a director of scouting, two designated scouts, and that's it. And they doubled it during COVID.
You know, it's weird because if you look around the NFL, what you very rarely ever hear that an NFL owner is cheap. Because they make money like absolute crazy. You never hear an NFL owner is cheap, except for Mike Brown. And you hear that all the time about them. Isn't that weird? To me, it's weird. I mean, okay, hard to argue with the fact that they're not a little tight with the Bucks. Hard to argue that.
You know how old he is?
Why? I'll bet he's 80.
Mike Brown.
80?
How old do you think he is?
82.
Keep going.
84.
90.
Is he really?
Is this right? Unless I'm...
Yeah, he's 90.
He's 90.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Huh.
Good for him. No wonder he's cheap. Got to make sure.
He did go to an Ivy League.
That's hard to believe. I just... This division is in a... I think at a point where things could really swing one way or the other. And if you, for instance, if the Browns think, if the Haslams think, we have some good young talent here, and we think, despite the one loss record, if you can look past the numbers, that we are moving in the right direction, and that we do like our coach, and we do like our general manager, even though the numbers tell us we should probably make a move, I think this division is ripe for some team to pounce, and it could be Cincinnati. I mean, if Cincinnati adds some defensive talent to Joe Burrow and T. Higgins and Chase, look out, man. Chase Brown, he's really good. And if they could make, you know, get a couple of linemen and add some D, Cincy could be the team to beat. And the Browns
didn't a lot
could
of people
make a
think,
move.
I mean, I kind of thought that the last 2 years that they've had the opportunity to be the team to beat in this in the North. But injuries have crushed them.
Yeah.
The line crushed them.
Joe Burrow getting hurt early this year with that turf toe thingy. That's bad.
Well, and look at the year that they went to the Super Bowl. They actually had investment in the defense.
Yeah.
And ever since then, they've been chipping away the defense, And now look at where they're at. Like, if there's more of an investment on that side, but again, given what we've talked about with the owner, you have no idea if that's going to happen or not.
I'm wondering a week from today, Jeff, how many AFC North coaches are still standing?
That's a good question.
Could you imagine if all four are gone? Could you? And now let me ask you this, Browns fans, because you could probably see this. Could you see three of the four coaches in the AFC North being let go and Kevin Stefanski being the guy that keeps his job? Like, that would be very Browns, wouldn't
that,
it?
That would be.
If you would have asked me, if you had told me that a month ago, I would have called you a lunatic.
Yeah, I know. Except for one thing.
Oh, here's Jeff Phelps.
That was
Phelps.
For you, Andy.
Except for you. Time now for Jeff Phelps.
The headlines have started to creep out a little bit. You're hearing all the rumbling. You know, Tomlin out, Harbaugh, trouble with Lamar Jackson, blah, blah, blah. John Harbaugh might be phenomenal as a coach. I think he is. I love the guy. I think he's a great coach. Who's going to win that battle, if there's a battle at all? It's going to be Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Here's the other point of it, too. When you're the coach who is the longest tenure, eventually you know your day is coming, right?
Well, In theory.
Tomlin, one. John Harbaugh, two.
In theory, except they're both still good coaches. You know? This could be a really, really drastic offseason for the AFC North. If you're Pittsburgh, do you move on from Tomlin?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If I'm Pittsburgh, I can see how they would do it. I just don't think they're going to.
I don't either. Mac, if you're Pittsburgh, you moving on from Tomlin?
Did they lose to Baltimore?
Not yet.
If they lose to Baltimore, I say they do. I say you should.
If you're Baltimore and you lose to Pittsburgh, do you move on from John Harbaugh?
No, because they're just as consistent as Pittsburgh.
I don't either. Do you move on from Zach Taylor in Cincinnati? I don't. That offense is dang good, man. Get him some defensive players and let's go.
See, I would push back on that a little bit. If I'm Cincinnati, and again, if Mike Brown was willing to spend, I would be willing to let him go because, again, you have T. Higgins on, what, 20 teams as a wide receiver one?
Absolutely.
And so you have two wide receiver ones. You have an athletic tight end in Mike Gesicki that Joe Burrow loves.
I like Gesicki, too.
I do, too. And again,
Chase Brown's a real good running back.
Exactly. So with that being said...
And they got him late round.
Yeah. But with that being said, I mean, you
but
take
with that being said, Joe Burrow missed most of the season.
Sure, but you also got to say too, how much of a floor do you really have and a ceiling do you have with Zach Taylor versus another young offensive mind? Where with Zach Taylor, you know, they've kind of had a little bit of a ceiling there. I think that you can with the talent
know, man.
That you
they
have,
went out and lit it up yesterday. I think now it was Arizona, but
I think any young offensive mind would be salivating at the chance to get that offense.
Well, there's no question about that. But Zach Taylor's doing a pretty good job with it when it's healthy.
You're not wrong in that case, but I also
gee, thanks. Appreciate that.
I still think that there's room that they can there's another level that you can reach, especially because of the fact that it. I don't want to call it dummy proof, but I feel like it's kind of there when you have that much talent on that offensive side.
Well, imagine if Kevin Stefanski had some talent on offense.
Now you're talking.
It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.